Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, everyone, on this beautiful Monday morning. Good morning and welcome to Morning Motivation. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, a new topic, live prayer, and task for today. Our topic for this morning is step one of letting go. And our scripture comes from the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I want to give you our announcements. First, I thank everyone who came out to First Deliverance Church of God in Christ on yesterday here in Miami, and those who prayed for us who could not attend as we celebrated the first Usher's Day, our anniversary program. I spoke for that program, and the theme was the heart of a servant. God really blessed, and we do have video of that service. I hope to have it uploaded to our website no later than Wednesday of this week. So I will let you know when it's there, and you'll be able to go back and watch the video and celebrate with us. Secondly, I thank everyone who tuned in to hear our live guest, Mrs. Latasha Allen, on this past Friday. She spoke on From Broken to Bountiful, and it has truly been so well received. If you missed hearing Latasha speak on this past Friday, you can hear her on the archive page of our website. So go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, to the Morning Motivation page, and there's a link to the archives there. And finally, I remind you that you can always tune in live to the Morning Motivation broadcast by calling 323-870-4180 or tuning in online from my website at feeldfire.com. You can also learn more about me, the ministry, contact me, and see my itinerary. Everything that you need is there. That's feel, F-E-E-L, D, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And I am reading from the KJV. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What is our topic for this morning? Step one of letting go. On yesterday, a friend was speaking with me about a dream. She is almost at the end of a divorce process. And she said she dreamed that she was back in the old home because in their divorce, the spouse got the home just because of her affluent status. She went ahead and conceded and let him have the home. So she said she dreamed she was in the home and she was washing dishes and making some dinner. And her husband said to her in the dream, who will be her ex in about 2 weeks, he told her, "This is not your house anymore. Why are you here doing that?" So I am not a person who has the gift of the interpretation of dreams, meaning I can't really just interpret any dream anyone gives to me. But frequently the Lord allows me to operate within that gifting. And so I said to her, it's time for you to let go. And as hard as that may be, because although she conceded the home, you know, they had lived in that home for over a decade, had their child in that home, bought that home after they had gotten married, it's time now to let go. And that's why he was telling you, this is no longer your home. So although you're physically not there, now that your divorce is officially coming to an end, you're starting to have those emotions of, oh, my home, you know, these things. I let her know I understood that sometimes it is hard to let go, but there are also some times when no matter how hard it is, you must let go. Because the failure to let go of a past situation, whether it's a past relationship, whether it is trying to do things for people who don't appreciate what you're doing, whether it is a past hurt with a friend or someone else, whether it is your own past failures, sins, and inadequacies, the failure to let go of the past will impede your ability to move forward to the future as a whole person. Did you get that? It won't prevent you from taking steps forward. It won't prevent you from being in the act of appearing to move forward. It won't prevent you from getting in your car and driving to a new destination, going to a new job, moving into a new relationship. It won't prevent you from helping someone else out and being charitable, but it will definitely prevent you from doing that as a whole person, a healthy person with health emotionally, psychologically, from the inside. You see, what will occur is that you will be going through the motions of moving forward, but every time something happens that also occurred in that past situation, the anger, the bitterness will be re-triggered because you never fully let go. This is why in your present relationship, you're paranoid. You have no trust. You can't even allow the new person the opportunity to truly show you that he or she wants to be there with you, because you're always on the lookout for the mistrust or the bad situation that occurred in the past relationship. You moved forward, but you came with a lot of baggage that should not have been checked in on the new flight. That was over. That was baggage that you should not have even brought to the terminal or to the plane station, the airport. But you brought it with you because you never really let go of the past. And that is why your future is looking at you with bewilderment as to why you came on a new journey with 10 suitcases instead of two, when all you needed was two, but you had eight more because they were the emotional baggage of every bad thing that happened and every other prior relationship, and it's impeding your ability to have true joy. Now, this is not just about bad marriages, bad girlfriends or boyfriends. You're doing this, and sometimes I've done this, even with job situations. You had a bad boss, so now you can't trust the boss at the new job. You're always walking around paranoid. Every time someone says something to you, you're on the lookout for how they're trying to write you up or fire you, and now you're wondering why you are an acidic person, a caustic person, an abrasive person. You have no ability to just believe that in any part of your life, Someone really just loves you. Someone really just cares about you. Someone really just wants to be there for you or be with you just because of you, just because they want you. There are no strings attached. There's nothing, you know, no ulterior motive. You're just that. You're just all of that to them. Or you're just a great employee. You're just a great friend. You're just a great pastor. You're just a great mentor. You're just a great colleague. You can't ever move forward in a healthy manner if you are unwilling to let go. So step one of letting go is to acknowledge that it's over. Wow. That just hit me. And some things you just have to acknowledge, no matter how much that you don't want to, that it's over. It's done. You have done everything that you could do. And you have to relinquish that so that you can move forward. I tell you, my son is 20 years old. He is my only child. And no matter how old he gets, he will always be my baby. And there was a situation that occurred with him a few months back. And you know, he didn't tell me until much later, although I have always taught him that I can always help you better on the front end than I can on the back end. And his father has taught him the same, because we are very too involved. And I've said too involved because that's what he says. Parents, we're like helicopter parents. We do everything. We love him so much. He is our only son, and again, for me, my only child. And so when he came to us, you know, I stepped in and all the type A professional ambition that I have, and I worked that situation out from start to finish, even though it appeared it was too late. I just got him there and rolled up my sleeves because this is my child. Those of you who are parents listening, you know you can relate to what I mean. I worked this thing out. I gave him steps A through Z. I did all of the connections, all of the contacts. His father did his part, and we got this thing so worked out. Do you know that after we did all of that, our son chose not to follow the instructions? And what's worse is I didn't know he didn't follow all of the instructions until it really was too late. So then, being that mother that I am, I went in and I did everything I could to try to fix the breach. And I was able to fix it, but only contingent upon him doing this absolute one step that I couldn't do for him. And do you know that he chose not to do it? And I was so angry and upset. I said, wait a minute, I've worked everything out. Your father's worked everything out. Do you know how many kids wish they had parents who had these types of connections that could do what I just did for you? I told him why he needed to fix this thing, how it was going to impact him down the road if he didn't. And our time is about to run out, so I'm about to go into prayer. But he chose not to. And I tell you, I couldn't let go of that situation. I couldn't relinquish the fact that he is now a grown man, and no matter what I do, I have to understand that there are some things that I cannot control. So the first step for me to finally let go in my mind and to be able to speak with him again without anger and exasperation was to realize it's done. It's over. There's nothing else I can do about it. This is a choice he made. He has to live with it, and I have to accept it. If any man be in Christ, the old things are passed away. That's the same thing God wants to tell you about stepping into salvation this morning. The old you has passed away. You don't have to be beholden to your past any longer. If you have given your life to Christ, the slate has been wiped clean. You are now a new creature. Now, that doesn't mean that some of the consequences of what you have done or what I have done are immediately wiped away. For example, if you robbed a store on this weekend and gave your life to Christ at church on Sunday, that doesn't mean that the consequences of you having robbed the store are wiped away. You may still end up being arrested. You may still go to trial. But God can still have mercy on you. Maybe you won't end up going to prison, or maybe he will have mercy and touch the heart of the prosecutor. What I'm saying to you, though, is that the consequences spiritually of spiritual death and going to hell are definitely wiped away. And then God, in his infinite mercy, may wipe away some other consequences. But the first thing you got to do is realize that you are a new creature and that the past is over. It is done. Let go. Now it's time for us to go into prayer, because this broadcast is only 15 minutes. Wherever you are, I want you just to begin to thank the Lord right now as we go into prayer. Just begin to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name this morning. We exhort and exalt you. We just magnify you because you have allowed us to realize that the old part of us has passed away, not only spiritually but naturally, but that we have to realize that sometimes we have done all that we can do, and there's nothing else to do but to let go, to accept that it's done, that it's over, and to relinquish those old soul ties, those old emotions, those things that are holding us to the past and preventing us from moving forward with a whole mind. W-H-O-L-E, a whole spirit, that are preventing us from moving forward in a healthy manner, that have caused us to become jaded, disgruntled, bitter, caustic, harsh people, cynical people, because everywhere we go, we are pulling the baggage of our past. Even when we're not boarding the plane, even when we're not getting on the train, even when we're not taking a cruise, even when we're not getting on the bus, in other words, even when it's not appropriate to have baggage, we carry baggage everywhere we go. Our hearts are hurting, our minds are hurting, our emotions are hurting, our souls are hurting, and every time someone does anything remotely related to what someone else did, even when that person has no ill will, no bad intentions, we relate back to that past and then project the anger, the hurt, the exasperation of the past onto someone who doesn't deserve it, because they're there to be there for us wholeheartedly. They're all in. They're ride or die. They're our 100. They want to be there with us. No ulterior motives, but we are impeding our own success, our own blessings, our own relationships, our own ability to move forward, because we refuse to acknowledge that it's time to let go. So, Father, I pray for everyone on this broadcast right now that you would bless us to let the past go. Let it go. It's over. It's done. To move forward. Father, for relationships where the people don't want you, they don't want me, let it go. For things that we can't do anymore for our children, they refuse to listen, let it go. On our jobs, things that have been done to hurt us that are preventing us from being elevated, let it go. With friends, let it go. Our own past, our own failures, today is the day to let it go. And Father, I ask you to bless us now to be whole people in every areas of our lives. In Jesus' name, let everyone who's listening say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Wherever you are, say, I am whole today. Come on, say it. The lines are muted. Our time has run out. No one can hear you. I am whole today. Continue to praise the Lord as I give you our task for today. Remember, this broadcast will be posted live after 8 a.m. Eastern on fieldfire.com. Go back and share it with at least two people. That will encourage someone else. Just tell them to go to the morning motivation page of fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And listen to Latasha Allen if you missed her on Friday. Now, our topic for this morning is step one of letting go. Your task is to evaluate everything that you've been holding on to that has you bitter, and you got to let go today. You have to call it out one by one. And you have to say, today I release you. I let go. I did it. I let go of some people and things this morning. I love you. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. If you miss it, go to the website after 8 a.m. It's time to let go. Let go today. Let go. Be whole. Be whole today. I hear